Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, here we are, September 9th and 10th, depending on when you're listening to this. August has come and gone. We've also had the Labor Day weekend. Just want to put out a big shout out to my colleague, Joe Casper. Joe joined me in last weekend's show, and we were talking about the Capital Area Race Series as well as a golf tournament coming up to raise funds for the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation. And for my running friends, big shout out for all of you that participated in the St. Charles 5K road race on Labor Day. That was always a good time, and it raises money, obviously, for St. Charles, a tremendous cause. One of the great things about Northeast Delta Dental Radio, we get to feature community partners, and we get to feature upcoming compelling events. And with me this weekend are Kathy Russ, who's the volunteer event chair for Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, and Liesl Hassenfuss, who is a volunteer chair for the refreshment side of this, but I'm sure a lot more than that. Ladies, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're really busy planning this, so thank you for being willing to spend and share some time with Northeast Delta Dental Radio.
Thank you. We very much appreciate the opportunity to invite your listeners to be part of Making Strides Against Breast Cancer.
Perfect. Liesl, aren't you glad to be here too?
I am extremely excited to be here.
Now, this is the 25th anniversary of the walk, and I know when we've had you on the show before, and I've explained to the listening audience, as well as to many of my CEO colleagues, that the walk in Concord is leading edge across the country. Why don't you get into a little bit of the background, how it's grown and how it really is, along with one other walk, one of the first and foremost, walks across the country.
Absolutely. So this is an American Cancer Society event. Making Strides Against Breast Cancer was started in Boston, Massachusetts and Concord, New Hampshire 25 years ago. So we are very proud to have continued this tradition. We are marking the year with celebration and with also acknowledgement that we need to do more. So we have made progress in those 25 years in terms of research and developments, but we know that people are being diagnosed every day with cancer, and they are counting on us to continue to raise the bar, to do more, and to help finish this fight against cancer.
And let's just get into some basics. It is Sunday, October 15th, right in Memorial Field in Concord. The opening ceremonies are at 12:30. We encourage you to get there earlier than that. Parking, I've been doing it for many, many years. Parking is never an issue. And the walk starts promptly at 1 o'clock. I must say it is one of the most compelling days of my life when you're walking up Fruit Street and going underneath 89 and you look back. I'm usually one of the first people, and I look back and all you see is this beautiful sea of pink. It brings tears to one's eyes, so it's pretty terrific. And the website is makingstrideswalk.org. That's makingstrideswalk.org. So Liesl, tell us your story. How did you get involved, and tell us your role in this year's walk, and just tell us a little bit about your history.
So breast cancer is something that's had a very prominent place in my life. My mom passed away of breast cancer actually in 1993, which I'm sort of reflecting was kind of when the walk here began in Concord. So it's been an interesting 25-year journey for me. So I lost my mom when I was quite young. And then I had a very strong history of breast cancer on my mom's side. Then my dad was also diagnosed with breast cancer as well. And that's when I decided that I needed to go through with the BRCA testing, the testing that they can do now to determine your genetic risk for breast cancer. And that's one of the really amazing and remarkable developments of sort of the past 25 years, that we've come to a place where we can do this testing and give people options, and that I had really difficult choices, but choices to make about this that have really allowed me to find a new source of hope in my life. And my dad today is very healthy and doing great. He's a survivor, and the walk is a very, very big deal for him. Since his diagnosis, he's been at the walk every year. And as a man with breast cancer, he is in the minority, certainly, but he proudly wears his survivor ribbon and joins the procession every year. And so that's how I sort of started getting involved, was through him. And then through some mutual friends and whatnot, I've sort of gotten drawn into the organization here at Making Strides. And this is my first year stepping up to be a director. And it is such an amazing experience to be part of this passionate, committed group of people who are doing such good and beautiful work for our community. And it's really, it's just a blessing to be part of this. A lot of work, but it's all so good for the heart.
And it's a blessing that that you have taking on, you know, a director role. Now, we have our lead at Northeast Delta Dental is Kathy Stone, who does a great job. We've had a great team for years. So if there are others out there, companies, why have a team? Is that, tell us about why sometimes that's the way to go. Although, of course, individuals are welcome as well.
Absolutely, and thank you for the Northeast Dental team that has lead by example, and you have a team of your staff and your families come together, and I think it creates an environment outside of the workplace, yet bringing your colleagues together for something very powerful. Joining together to make a difference in the world and making a difference in the fight against cancer is empowering, and there are people that'll be at Making Strides that are there honoring a loved one. There are folks that have just lost folks. There are people that are celebrating survivorship. And there are people that are there just to make a difference and to be part of an extraordinary event. So everyone really is welcome to join. Teams are a great way to join Making Strides. We have a long sleeve Making Strides t-shirt that anyone that raises $100 will receive. If you would like to have a team, we do have a team order form. So our team t-shirt deadline is September 15th, which is coming up. But you still have time to put together a team. You don't have to do all your fundraising by then. You just need to have your fundraising done by October 15th. So if you have a team, your team receives a long sleeve Making Strides t-shirt with your team name on the back. You also have a sign at Making Strides event, so you can all gather together to be with your people, to enjoy and share the day. We do team photos and lots of other things to help support our teams, as teams really comprise 85% of the funds that are raised in Concord, are raised through teams.
Great. So citizens interested in forming a team can contact Kathy at 738-4404. That's 738-4404 for a team leader kit, or they can obviously visit the website makingstrideswalk.org, one word. Lisa, let's get back to you in terms of your dad. So has it been an educational thing that he's had to explain, you know, that men do, in fact, get breast cancer? I'm sure that he's probably made that one of his compelling missions in life. But tell us, was it surprising to him? And then has he been able to impart that knowledge?
Yeah, it was definitely the diagnosis itself was certainly a surprise. And I think that it took the doctors quite a long time to even get a sense of that's what it was, because it's just not something that anybody talks about or has heard about. And I think it's really wonderful, and it kind of speaks to who my dad is, that he was really willing to sort of stand up amongst all the women and really get that information out there. And he does say every year that he would like to have a t-shirt that's another color other than pink.
I think we might have to commit to doing that. But right now, here in this moment, I think we might have to commit
we have to do that.
But he wears his pink shirt with pride. And again, I think both of us feel that sharing our stories is important. You know, for him, sharing the story of male breast cancer and the awareness around that and what things we can watch for. Last year, he had a fellow survivor, another male to walk with, and that was really kind of powerful and beautiful to see them together. And for myself, like telling my story about the BRCA2 genetic testing and the surgeries that I've done preventatively, you know, I have not had breast cancer and hopefully I won't ever get it. But I have benefited greatly from the research and the power that we create on that day to raise money for the American Cancer Society.
And after commercial break, we'll get into the funds. Kathy, you last year started a really cool thing, Real Men Wear Pink. So tell us, I mean, and I was part of that last year. It was awesome sauce. So tell us who's involved this year basically, you know, it's a new form of fundraising, but it's just so exciting, and I know that this is now going to be part of the tradition. So tell us more about that.
Well, thank you. Yes, so Real Men Wear Pink is an initiative across the country by the American Cancer Society to engage gentlemen more in the fight against cancer. Last year was in our inaugural year. We had 14 gentlemen, including you, Tom, step up to be real men, and that meant that they committed to raising a minimum of $2,500 themselves, using their spheres of influence to engage others in making strides, and they wore an item of pink every day for the month of October to create awareness of the event. We did have an incredible top fundraiser, Rusty Mosca, who is a CPA out of Nathan Wexler and Company here in Concord, raised over $8,000, which was tremendous. But we also had gentlemen that went out and really did engage other people in the event, which is very powerful. So we are looking in our 25th year to have 25 real men wear pink for Concord, New Hampshire's event.
If someone's out there and wants to close the gap, can they call you at 738-4404?
Absolutely. And anytime, day or night.
Perfect. And I must say, it was so fun because I grouped up with all the other guys that did it last year before the race, and we got some really cool photos, and then we went off with our teams. But it was just a great event, and it also gave me an opportunity to blog about it, as you said, to wear pink for a certain period of time, and it really created the educational opportunity. Now, this is the 25th anniversary of the walk, so I know you can't reveal what special things, but I'm assuming that there'll be some special recognition of a quarter century.
There will be. We do have some great history. We hope to have some of the folks that were part of the initial 25-year-old walk with us. Scheming. I'm probably not supposed to say this on the radio, but what the heck, Tom? You're a compelling person. We are going to try to do a human 25 on the field and Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Memorial Field that day prior to the walk. So gathering all of the 5,000 bodies together, and the uniform of the day is our Making Strides t-shirt, which is a long sleeve pink Making Strides t-shirt, except for maybe perhaps Mr. Paul Hassenfuss might have a different color this year. And so we're hoping to make a human 25 and have an aerial picture to sort of commemorate that 25-year mark.
Perfect.
And that's a really fun reason to get to the walk a little bit early.
Yes.
The atmosphere on the field is really charged. It's really, there's fun, inspirational music playing, and it's really powerful to get there early enough to take part in
the energy is fabulous, and like I said, one year I came, I didn't quite get there an hour before because we're coming from another road race, but usually I get there an hour before, and there's so much energy. So again, that date is Sunday, October 15th, and at Memorial Field. So we'll return at the commercial break with more of Kathy and Liesl. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm so delighted this weekend, the September 9th and 10th, to be joined by Kathy Russ, who's the event chair of Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, and Liesl Hassenfuss, who's a volunteer director. And again, the basics, it's Sunday, October 15th. You can go on makingstrideswalk.org. It's at Memorial Field. The opening ceremonies begin at 12:30. Parking, you should get there earlier because the parking, there's a lot of cars, obviously, but it's never an issue. That should not be an excuse. The other thing, I know that people love to finish. The nourishment at the end is awesome. And it's just, like I say, it's one of the most compelling days of the year. So let's start with the sort of the beautiful comment that sometimes New Hampshire doesn't get a credit for being as generous. We're known for being heavy on volunteers, not necessarily writing checks, but the Concord Walk has still the distinction of being the number one per capita event in the United States. And in 2016, we had over 4,000 people from Greater Concord in last year's walk, and we raised about $487,000. So how does it look this year, Kathy, and where do the funds raised go?
Well, we're feeling the momentum. We've had our corporate kickoff and our team kickoff, which does not mean you can't still be a corporate sponsor or still form a team. But we have that momentum going in the community. And so the funds raised at Making Strides Against Breast Cancer go to the American Cancer Society. They are go towards breast cancer research specifically, as well as programs and services of the American Cancer Society, which are provided in every community across the country, including our greater Concord area. Everything from providing rides to folks who need to get to treatment. Perhaps it's locally, perhaps it's north or south of here, could be in Boston, and those volunteers take people to those treatments. We have Hope Lodge, which is a free place to stay while you're being treated in Boston. There's it's a place for a caregiver and a patient to stay free of charge. The only requirement is that you live 40 miles from Boston, which, of course, many of us in New Hampshire do. And so you have to just be well enough to be outpatient, and it's a very supportive environment. You have a bedroom for both the caregiver and the patient. Downstairs, there's a communal kitchen, so there's a lot of support. The American Cancer Society provides the transportation to appointments down there. So it's an amazingly hopeful and very helpful place called Hope Lodge, again, provided by the American Cancer Society. A lot of other programs and services, including information. And I can tell you personally that when I had a questionable test and I needed to find out more about what was happening with the biopsy, I went to cancer.org. The American Cancer Society is one of the most trusted names in health information. And I was able to look at the specifics and questions to ask my doctor. And I didn't know what was going to come down the road, but I was really empowered by getting that information. So as a source of information, I think the American Cancer Society provides a great service. So
that's awesome, and it's such a great resource. Liesl, now you're you have a great story to tell in terms of your own situation as well as your dad. You also do survivor outreach. So tell us your involvement and what that's all about.
So I think that's one of the other really powerful aspects of the day. So not only do we come together as a community to raise money to lead the fight to end breast cancer, but we also provide a beautiful space of healing and community for people who have either gone through a battle with breast cancer or maybe are currently in the midst of that, or family members or caregivers who are supporting somebody with the disease. So we take survivorship very seriously at the Concord Walk, and we have a beautiful survivor place, which is a wonderful place for survivors and their families to come together to interact with volunteers, either for information or a hug or whatever it might be that is needed in that moment. And it's really, from what I've heard from people, really a beautifully, like I said, a beautifully healing experience to feel that community support, to know that they're not alone in that diagnosis and that journey. And we have a beautiful survivor procession, which is one of the most powerful aspects of the day. We have a shorter walk that people can do if the 5 miles is too much. So we have a shorter route for survivors and their families. So we have a lot of really beautiful opportunities for people to come in and share in the day and feel that support and feel the hope.
I do feel the love, the hope. It's such compelling, that survivor procession. I know that everybody holds their breath on that one. It is so awesome to see them, walking in and the talks. And like I said, once you start the walk and then you look behind you and you see the sea of pink, it's awesome. So this is 25 years of inspiring our community, and if you've been before, this is a can't miss day. If you've never come, though, please come, and then you will agree with me. Our goal is to get more people even more engaged and to raise $500,000, and we're getting close to that, but we need to raise more. Again, makingstrideswalk.org, whether you're an individual or you want to form a team. Now, Kathy, you were talking about the research, and since 1971, the American Cancer Society has invested over $418 million in breast cancer research, from life-saving breast cancer treatments and drugs and so forth. So what are the statistics? Have we seen an improvement? How do you see the future?
In terms of statistics, I think they do sort of stop you in your tracks. The statistic is 1 in 8 women in our country will be diagnosed with invasive breast cancer in her lifetime. And so certainly those give you pause. But beyond that, the number of survivors truly has grown over the years. Early detection has helped dramatically to improve people's prognosis. So I would encourage you, if you're listening and having a mammogram is on your to-do list or on a woman in your life's list, to please go ahead and do that. And it's really important as early detection really can make a huge difference in long-term prognosis.
So let's get some more involvement. And you can reach Kathy at 738-4404. Former team, walk as an individual, become a corporate sponsor. I know there's some other corporations, some other CEOs out there that want to get involved. And there's still time for you to recommend someone for Real Men Wear Pink. If you were, Liesl, if you were to sum up your experience and sort of planning, I know that when we've had Kathy on the program before, you know, this is a year-long planning. It just doesn't happen in the last few weeks. Anything of this magnitude with thousands of walkers and a whole host of activities as well as the refreshments at the end takes a lot of planning. Is it done knowing, you know, that we're raising important funds for the American Cancer Society and the camaraderie and so forth?
I think it's a powerful experience to be part of, and it is work, definitely, but it is a labor of love. And I think we all have a why. We all have a reason that we're involved with Making Strides. We all have a way that we're connected to this disease and a reason that we feel so incredibly motivated and passionate about doing this. And I think that's part of why the Concord Walk has continued to be so, so successful. And so when we can remember that and stay connected to that sense of gratitude and that sense of joy in being part of something like this that creates such a powerful impact, then it doesn't feel that hard at all.
And Lisa, I have to give you a little shout out because one of the philosophies of Making Strides is that we try to get everything possible donated that we need for the day. So all the lovely refreshments that we serve after our walk, so everything from donated water to bagels and fruit and soups and all sorts of different tastings, it's very nice, but those are all donated, and they're donated with gratitude, and it takes a lot of outreach that you and some other folks do, and so we're really grateful for that. So that when people bring $100 to the event, they can feel confident that $100 is going to the American Cancer Society and is not going to pay for expenses.
Mm. Awesome point. And you all think of everything, including the Survivor Way, the 2.5-mile walk, if the 5 miles you think maybe maybe too much, and it's just so well organized. How can we not do it on this day again? So again, it's Sunday, October 15th, right here, Memorial Field, in Concord. The opening ceremonies start promptly at 12:30. Suggest you get there, you know, noon or earlier. Parking is not a problem. Sometimes I've heard that from colleagues, well, the parking, but it really is not a problem. Usually when you're walking with a group, in my case, I'm walking with some of my Delta Dental colleagues, and we're catching up on family, and before you know it, the 5 mile walk is done, and geez, we're already back. And like I say, you look behind you and you see the sea of pink. So what other words of wisdom, Kathy and Liesl, can you give us to make sure that this is the best ever, that we make our $500,000 goal? It's the 25th anniversary. People don't realize the per capita benchmark that we have of being the best in the country, and that along with Boston, we actually started this in Concord.
It certainly is a point of pride, and we just want to share a very sincere invitation to anyone. If you've ever made strides before and experienced it, or if you've never made strides before and would like to see what we're talking about and to feel the extraordinary feeling of a really special day, we'd invite you to join us on October 15th.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of power that comes with coming together with all those people. It is amazing, the sheer number of people that are there, and it's just an amazing day to be part of. But we need everybody. We need everybody to come and be there, and that's how we make a difference. We make a difference by joining together, and if we join together, every little bit makes a difference, and that's how we can create change.
Exactly. It's a total healing energy. It takes a village. I'm expecting everybody to come out on Memorial Field on Sunday, October 15th. If you want to nominate someone, if you want to create a team, call Kathy at 738-4404, and you'll see me with my Delta Dental colleagues on Sunday, October 15th, and the website is makingstrideswalk.org. Kathy and Liesl, thank you so much for joining me this weekend.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I will see you on October 15th for sure. Thank you. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.